The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danpro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danpro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. When we left Slats and the Planet Man, they had just arrived on Mars, hoping to solve the mystery behind the strange behavior of many of the solar system's key officials. Marston, very much alive and deadlier than ever, is actually the mastermind. With the aid of the ancient machines which he has found in the caverns where he has hidden all this time, he is even now planning to take over control of the Planet Man's mind as he has those of all the others.
So, Sart, you must call the Planet Man back. Be friendly, be warm. Invite him to stay at your house tonight. Put him in your guest room and see that he is not disturbed. Be sure to get that Earthman in a separate room, far away. You have your orders. See that you obey them. Herr Qual, our trap is being readied. You know your part?
I know it well. Within an hour, I shall have the terminals for the hypnoray in the Planet Man's room.
Tomorrow, then, we shall actually begin to move. I had not hoped for this luck so soon. Planet Man in our ranks will make us stronger than if we had gained 100 lesser men. We can use his prestige and knowledge. Yes, with his help, I'll soon solve the riddle of these other machines, and with them, I control the solar system, or I will destroy it.
Well, Fletch, there's another one. We're no further than we were when we landed.
Yeah, it sure is puzzling. Every one of these guys acts as though we had measles. You sure they're friends of yours?
Yes, I know them all. It's this that has convinced me how right Judge Augustus was in his suspicions. Something very wrong is going on.
Yeah, but they really don't do anything. I mean, they don't try to hurt us. They've all been polite.
Well, they've been polite enough, but they tell us nothing. They reveal nothing. And somehow I know beneath their politeness there lurks deadly danger.
Boy, that Sark certainly gave you a cold shoulder.
Yes, Fletch, he did. And I think that bothered me more than any of the others. I've known Sart all my life, and we've traveled together from one end of the solar system to the other. Well, we're not getting anywhere just talking. Come on.
Where to now?
The next man on our list. Is the Secretary of Agriculture in?
Who shall I say is calling?
The Planet Man.
Oh, you're to call the First Regent's office at once.
First Regent, does he want us?
I don't know, but we were told to have you call him as you came in.
Very well. May I use your audio factor?
Of course.
Well, Sweats, maybe something's beginning to break.
Well, I sure hope so. I didn't figure on doing so much walking. If my feet start to bother me again, you're going to have to go it alone for a while.
Hello, may I have the office of the First Regent? Oh, hello, this is Planet Man. The First Regent wanted me to call.
What's happening?
They're getting him. Hello? Sart, this is Dantro. Oh, yes, of course. We'll be right there. Come on, Sled.
What now?
We're going back to Sart's office.
Hey, how'd he sound?
Like his old self. Maybe I was wrong. Perhaps there was a reason for his behavior.
I sure hope so. From the way we got brushed off around here, I was beginning to get an inferiority complex.
What's up, Sart?
Well, Dantro, old friend, it's good to see you.
Well, that's more like it. What was that all about before?
I must apologize to both of you, but I've been very busy. I have a lot on my mind, and you hit me at a bad moment.
You certainly had me confused. For a moment, I thought I was in the wrong office.
Oh, really? I don't know how to apologize.
Well, it isn't important. least now we're straight.
Yes, you must let me make it up to you. How about staying with me while you're on Mars?
Well, there's nothing I'd like better. Oh, have you room for my friend Slats here?
Oh, don't worry about me. I can always go to a hotel. I noticed a lot of them down around the spaceport.
Oh, I won't hear of it. No, both of you must be my guests. I'll show you what Martian hospitality can be like.
Well, after the time we've been having, we could certainly use some hospitality.
Sart appears to be his old self again. Actually, it's Marston's new hypnotic order to Sart in his attempt to capture Dantro's mind. Can Dantro prevent this move by Marston? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Dantro and Slats, they had just been invited to visit Sart, the first regent of Mars. This invitation from Sart is actually the work of Marston, who has control of Sart's mind through his devilish use of the hypno-ray. We find them now as they are talking with Sart.
Boy, that's what I call a meal. I haven't eaten like that in months.
You enjoyed it then?
Enjoyed it? That's putting it mildly. I loved every mouthful. Oh, you certainly know how to put out a spread here on Mars.
Will you please excuse me for a moment, and I'll join you shortly.
What's up? Want me to come along with you?
Oh, no. I just want to report to Judge Augustus. He'll be wondering what's happened.
Not much you can tell him.
No, but perhaps Sart will be able to give us a lead.
I don't know, but I'll try. Hurry back.
I certainly shall.
Come, Slats.
You'll have to help me out of this chair. I must have put on 5 pounds.
So, everything goes according to plan. Sart is indeed a valuable member of Marston's little army. Soon I hope we'll have a general. General Dantro. Who's there? Who's that?
It is I, Marston Qua, your faithful servant.
Did you succeed?
The room is prepared, and the moment you focus the ray, Dantro will be ours to command.
Very well. This is better than I hoped for.
Oh, I can't help being disappointed, Sart. I'd hoped you could give us some clue. Are you sure you've noticed nothing strange, nothing different about the men around you?
No, to me they seem the same. Are you sure you're not imagining things?
Oh, no, it's not my imagination, is it, Slats?
If it is, that makes two of us. Honest, Sart, they treat us like we both were panhandlers.
Panhandlers?
Oh, I'm sorry, like we came to borrow money.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the cook again.
Oh, no, but you can be sure I'll talk about that meal for a long time.
Oh, but I'm forgetting my duties as a host. Come, you've had a long journey. You must be tired.
Well, now that you mention it, I could really use some sleep.
Of course. This way, I'll show you to your room. I hope you don't mind, Slats. I would like to have put you and Dantro next to each other. However, we have some members of the family visiting us, and I find that I must put you on another floor.
Good night. Good night, Slats.
Good night.
There. The trap is almost ready to close, Dantro. You will sleep soundly tonight. Dantro, Dantro, Planet Man, hear this voice. It is the voice of your master, whose commands you will obey without questions. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes, master.
You will believe what I say. You will do as I say. You will lead my crusade. Under me, you shall command my army throughout the solar system. Marston's cause is the right cause. You must never doubt it. Do you hear, Dantro?
Yes, Marston.
You must never think evil of Marston. Marston can do only good. You must oppose, ignore, smash those who would stand or talk against me. Do you hear, Dantro?
Yes. Destroy them if necessary.
Good. Now listen, Dantro. Listen and remember. Tomorrow at dusk, a man named Quail will meet you in the street in front of Sart's house. You will go with him wherever he leads. You will obey his command. He will bring you to me, and I will give you further orders. Do you hear me? Do you understand, Dantro?
I understand, Marston. Quail need but command me.
Good. Sleep now, and you will tell no one of what has transpired. You will remember my command. You will obey my command. But you will repeat them to no one. Good night, Dantro.
Good night, Master.
Qual, we have him. Tomorrow night we shall bring him here, and I shall mold his mind to my command. Then we shall move ahead, ahead to victory. Our cause shall triumph. The cause of Marston is the cause of right. We shall not fail.
Hey, Dantro. Hey, Dantro, wake up. Boy, you really were tired. You know it's been light for hours.
Slats.
Sure, it's Slats. Say, is there anything wrong with you?
Wrong? Why should anything be wrong?
I don't know. Somehow you seem different. You feel all right?
Of course. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I'm probably just jumping from those guys we talked to yesterday. I'll meet you at breakfast. I want another crack at Sarge's table, boy. It's some cook.
I'll join you as soon as I'm dressed.
Sure. Say, you sure there's nothing wrong? You feel okay?
I told you twice. I'm all right. Now let me dress.
Sure, sure. See you later.
It appears that Marston's hypno-ray machine has reached Dantro's mind. What evil deeds will Marston have Dantro perform? Can Slats counteract Marston? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.